This conference is being recorded.
Hello, this is Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and we're on our ongoing mentoring call on June the 9th. And so I wanted to get into various areas today about e-books and how to create your e-book, and also how you can get it up on Kindle and Amazon's Kindle very easily for free and start making income from it, and also Barnes & Noble Nook. You can do the same thing for free and make income there, as well as bring in new clients and use your e-book for all kinds of things, for generating, for building your list and generating ongoing income. So talk about a few other things too with regard to content. Yeah, how to create years worth of content in a very short period of time. And also I wanted to make a couple announcements that we're going to have even more content on the website, on the Performing Edge Coaching website there. Where I'll be adding videos, video training, and also, so you can actually see, various things when I can teach you things that I do on the computer. And, for instance, how to get your book. I can show you exactly how to upload a book to Kindle or to Nook and where you click and that sort of thing. And so we can talk about that. And there'll be video training there. Also, I'm going to be doing action guides for the how you can use the different chapters, all the different chapters in the Your Performing Edge book to work with your clients. You know, what questions to ask them, what exercises to give them, and all that sort of thing too. So I'll be adding those each month here as I create them. I've got one for the chapter one started. It's all ready to go here. I'll get that up in a couple days. And so, there'll be those there. I'll also have all of you that are certified listed on the Performing Edge Coach website. And anything else that you'd like to see there, just let me know, too, and we'll get it up on the website, because I'm here for you, and you're my first priority, and I love doing this stuff. I love teaching you everything I know. So, it's fantastic. I know... Christo in South Africa is doing, is working with some of the top rugby players now, and triathletes and squash players, doing the MP3 files, Performing Edge Coaching training that we've been doing here, and he's really implementing that there. And Sue Hasker is doing a lot with injury recovery, and Nicole's doing reaching out to getting her. To hockey players and baseball players, and I know TJ, you're doing integrating this with your massage, so that's great. if you have questions, just let me know. TJ, why don't you ask your question again, what you were thinking, and I can address that right away here.
My question was basically the quantity of pages, like what defines an article versus what defines a book, and do you find it helpful to offer kind of a series of articles or a series of books? Like, I guess my a kind of quantity question. So how long does it need to be called a book?
Yeah, I think that's a good question, TJ, and for e-books, the great news is it's there's really no limit to what you can do. You can a book could I would say it's funny, we think of a book as this kind of thick sort of printed book, but with ebooks there's no real definition. So there you can have a book that's basically, it could be like a special report that could be 5 to 10 pages. If it's, I would start with something like that. Think of it like a chapter in a book. That's what I'm going to do with your Performing Edge book, is like with Kindle and Barnes & Noble, put up not the whole book, but just a chapter or two, and then, put in links there where they can get the printed book, the entire book. So it can be a way to, they call it lead generation, a way to get your books, get your name out there and get leads for other your other products and services, that kind of thing. So yeah, TJ, with regard to the length, it can be. I've seen books for 5-7 pages to 10 pages. If you have something that's super niched, you know, really, the more specific it is to a particular niche, then the more you can charge for it too. So, for instance, you could charge, you know, for a 10-page ebook, you could charge $9 or so, $9 or $10, and
really for 10 pages.
Yeah, I've seen that up there on
cool.
Kindle. Yeah, there's they have a list up there. Yeah, for with Kindle, if you charge between two, I think it's $1.99 and $9.99 for a book, then they pay you 70% royalties. So it's a, yeah, it's a pretty good percentage, really. For not, I mean, basically the book costs you nothing to produce, just your time, but no printing or no. No production, unless you want to outsource it somewhere. And that website I was talking about before, Fiverr.com, F-I-V-E-R-R.com, is a great place to outsource things if you want to do that. Like if you want someone to edit it, you know, you could probably get someone to edit a short book like that for $5. It's amazing. They've got a really good website there and a good people to work with, so you can outsource just about anything at very low cost these days. So yeah, and so you could charge $9.99, basically $10 for a book, and I'd say, you know, if it's the more niched it is, like let's say TJ, you might want to write about if you wrote about the combination of mental training techniques and self massage for runners over 50 years old. That would be an example of a super niched topic, right? You know, runners over 50 would love to. Oh yeah, that's exactly for me. That kind of thing. And then you could write one, the same title, the same everything for runners 40 years old in the 40 to 50s, and do the same kind of thing, but just change a few of the techniques and change the words, your target audience to 40s, and then you could do one for younger athletes or something. So that's an example of how you can, you know, easily get something up there. And was there a second question that you had?
Not at the moment. I'll let you know if I think of it.
Okay.
That was really helpful.
Yeah.
And I guess just, you know, how to get started. I think you were going to talk about that anyway, but.
I think today is really the era of the absolute best time to be an author, you know, this is a way that you can be an author really easily with Amazon and Nook and Apple has the iBook, and there's also Sony has e-reader, I think it's called, so everyone's coming out with their own version of the Kindle. And so you can basically, like with Amazon, you can set it and forget it kind of thing. They take care of the processing. They take care of refunds if there are any. Usually there's not with a, an e-book kind of thing. And you just get your monthly check for your royalties. So it's pretty amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. And the nice thing about e-books is, yeah, and you can put in your, all kinds of links to all the different pages on your website. So, you know, you can say when I'm coaching someone from in my office in Oregon or whatever, here's what I do, and then put a link to your coaching page, and you know, so that it flows with the book kind of thing. And so you can just naturally talk about what you do. And you could say, have one ebook lead to another ebook and say, like you said, oh, the series. You asked that series question, right? You could have a part one and then say, now you want to look at, get part two of my series to understand more about this particular concern. And then, for instance, at Amazon, you'll have a link for, you know, book one, and then the link for book number two in the series, and so you can just put in that Amazon link there, number two, or you could also sell it on your own website and put the link there. So, you can easily, just keep driving people to your website. More, you want to drive people more to your website than to Amazon, of course, so that you can get more clients and that sort of thing. And you can get people to know you and also buy more of your products. So I think that's a great idea, TJ, to have a series of books. You could have 10, a series of 3, a series of 5, or of 10 kind of thing. And they could each be, let's say if you were planning to do a real book, not a real book, a printed book down the road. An e-book is a real book, but a printed book, then, you could do an e-book, like a chapter at a time, and make each one an e-book. And then when you have, let's say, 20 chapters, 10 or 20 chapters, and it, all kind of flows together and looks like it's, has a lot of good content, you could put all that into a real printed book if you like as well. So you can, and then up at, like, for instance, at Amazon, they have a program called Create Space. So you can, rather than, printing out thousands of books and having to pay this huge amount for, an outlay, you can just go to Amazon, you upload the book there, and then there's basically they whenever they get an order, then they print the book. They print it, it's a print on demand kind of thing, and so they charge. They just so you don't have to pay any printing costs. They basically just put that into the charge for the book. People order it, and they can and then Amazon mails it to them. So it's pretty amazing.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
you sell the ebook through Amazon, or do you sell them through the Practice Case Solutions that you have on your website? Shopping cart.
Yeah, both.
Or can you do both?
Uh huh. Yeah, and so I think you can do both, because some people go to Amazon to look for books, but you want to have people come to your own website. Yeah. And so the way it works, like on my site, they'll click on a, say, it'll say book, and then, have a page, a description page about the book, and, your Performing Edge book, and then I have them at the bottom, it'll say, if you want to, click here to get the book kind of thing, or a book CD combo. Well, most of the time it's nice to bundle a couple things together kind of thing if you want. And then I have that listed up at, my affiliate link for the shopping cart is VIPrunning.com. And, if you get it through, it's the same price, if you sign up for that service, same price through my affiliate link as it is if you go directly to the, to the shopping cart. It's just if you get it through my link, then I give you several bonuses can give you lots more individual training on it too, because I really believe in that product. Yeah, it's great stuff. it works great, and then if you like it, that shopping cart, you can get your own affiliate link too, and you can tell other people about it, and if they click on your link, then you get commissions for that as well. So that can be another income generating thing for you. So let me know if you're interested in getting that. Hey, you looked into that shopping cart, TJ?
The person I'm working with is helping me to get my new website up, my new WordPress website going, and we're going to connect it to that shopping cart.
Okay, great. Yeah.
She's got the free trial, and she's going to play around with it for a week or so and let me know. And then we're going to move on the website.
Great.
I haven't had time. So in the next couple weeks I should have something better up. So.
Yeah, that's great. And so, that's fantastic. So with the website, then you could put a page on there for your massage, and a page for your coaching, Performing Edge coaching, and put any e-books that you have right there. So
which I have to write.
What's that?
I still have to write my e-books.
Yeah. So.
there's that piece of it, you know?
And with...
They don't write themselves.
Yeah, that's great. With a website, you want to think about, I know Nicole's also working on her website, and people are either getting up a new website or revamping the one that they have, and so, yeah, into WordPress. So it's great to, you know, spend some time picking a good theme that you want, which is the look and feel for the site. Do you know what a theme is?
Yeah.
So you can go to some good places to look for themes are Woo Themes, WOOThemes.com. And there's another, they're really well-coded themes that look good. And another one is SoloStream.com. SoloStream.com. And then another company that makes good themes is iThemes, the I letter I. iThemes.com. Yeah, just check around on those sites, and then you can just click on each theme that's there. You can click on it to have a demo, and it'll show you exactly what it would look like. So, I think simpler is better these days. Where you can, the more niched you can be, and just focus on one, the one target audience. Think about your target audience. What are they? What are their dreams? What are their aspirations? What are their desires? And what are their frustrations? And if you can sort of picture a person, a typical client that you have, or someone that you most want to work with, and then think about what they would really want and what they're struggling with. That's what you want to, target your website for. So, yeah, so that works great, and then you can put your theme up there, and then think of it this way, too, that a lot of people are looking at websites through their mobile devices these days, so on their iPhone, so, you and I are maybe looking at our computers right now, right, this big computer screen, and so the website looks a certain way on the computer screen, and most designers are thinking of it in terms of, this big screen, but a lot of people, you want to check and see how it's going to look on a mobile phone, on a cell phone, because a lot of people are looking at it there as well, and see if it, they can expand out different areas and that sort of thing. But you want the main items to show above the fold, meaning before they have to scroll down. So so think of it that way too. Check it on your mobile phone as well as you're designing it. So. So talking about ebooks that we were, I think with ebooks you want to drive them to your own website. So you can't, like if you're selling the ebook up at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Nook, they take the customer names and emails, so you can't get those if you're selling it there. But they do, if they get the book, then you can put lots of links in your book, and then you can drive them back to your own website. If you're selling it on your own website, of course, then you can collect their name and email too and add them to your list. And with that that shopping cart, then anybody that buys a book can go onto your customer list, so you can then continue to stay in touch with them about other things, your products and other things that you're doing. So the first step is I was going to say with the price, yeah, you were asking about that, TJ, and with the price, you want to ask yourself, well, what level of problem does your book solve? So if it is very niched and if it's very unique and that sort of thing, you can charge a higher price, and you can experiment around, too. You can change the price, but most people are used to, in the past, buying books for, $14, $15 or $20 or so for a print book. So for an ebook, we think of it as, well, if it's an ebook, they'll probably want to pay less. But it depends on how valuable your material is and how unique it is and how niched it is. If it really, I have there's another colleague that was selling a book on how to erase your criminal history, in the state in the state of whatever, California, let's say. And he wrote a book. He's an attorney, and he wrote a book for each state because the laws, he's a lawyer, and the laws are different in each state. So if you're a person that has a criminal history and you want to erase that, I mean, you're willing to pay a lot of money for that book. Or, I mean, he would sell it on Amazon for $10. He can sell that very easily because he's got the only book on that topic for someone, how to erase your criminal history legally. And he's an attorney and an expert in that area, so he knows how to do that, yeah. I guess. So, or like you, TJ, with your massage background, you know, talking about how, you know, let's say how to, you know, deal with your IT band or something. You know, pick
right,
a specific
right. yeah.
injury.
Oh my God, there's a whole 50 books I could write about that.
Yeah, yeah, all the different injuries.
Like all different injuries that people get, and
yeah, and with a regular print book, you think, oh, geez, I've got to include all this in one book. But with an e-book, you think, wow, I could just write a small e-book for each little topic and be making, you know, the 70% royalties on Amazon and 100% on your own website. So it opens up a whole new world, yeah. And what if you could include, like, in the book, let's see, how to massage your IT band, you know, something about the physical part, and then also, and here's a mental exercise as well for imagining the blood flow, you know, going into your
right.
IT band. So here's something to do physically, and here's something to do mentally.
And, yeah, wow.
And then, yeah, and then saying, and if you need more help with that, you know, go to sophrisfitness.com kind of thing, to find out more about what you can do. So so it's great, yeah, and that way you can expand your whole practice, so it's not just in one city, it's not just in Oregon or in New York or in California, wherever you live, it's all over, expand, all of a sudden you've got a global, you know, community of people, right? So yeah, so just write down. You know, that's a good exercise is to write down all the different topics, possible topics. Just do a brain dump kind of thing, a big brainstorm. Yeah, of all the topics that you see, all the problems like with massage, all the different areas that you've seen, and then write. Usually people will really. They're really drawn to a topic where there's a problem listed there. It's like, you know, when we drive past an accident on the road, you know, you can't help but look. It's a look of fascination or what's wrong. And so if you, you know, write a book with the title, The Top Three Mistakes That Athletes Make or The Top Three Mistakes That Runners Make, that kind of thing, people are really drawn to that sort of thing because they're thinking, oh my gosh, am I making these mistakes? I've got to find out. What are the mistakes? And there's just this real curiosity and interest there. Top three mistakes coaches make. And so you can have a whole series of those. So what you want to do is... you know, and think of it in terms of worldwide distribution then when you're publishing on your own website and then also on Kindle and iPad and the iPod, and you can create this recurring revenue source all the way through. So I want you to think about your book, your e-book, as a financial asset. Really, it's like a seed that grows in the ground. And so... So this is not just selling your book today, but how you can continue to sell it in the years and years into the future. It just once you've got it, it just keeps selling for you day in and day out. So think of your ebook as a great promotional tool, and so you need to be putting recurring income and profit centers into your book. So think of it that way, that it's a book that's leading to these various other, all as you write an e-book, you know, the first one, you may not have a lot of products to show, but as you write several e-books, then you can always, you know, reference the other ones and reference all the different things that you offer. And you can also get clients from your book, from your ebook. So think of it that way, that you want to put stories in there about the clients that you've worked with, so that people can relate to it and say, "Wow, I'm that type of person, that type of client with this sort of problem that could benefit from this." And then put a link to that specific coaching page on your website for Performing Edge Coaching, or for other things, your massage or what other things that you might do. Christo, you can put references to your professional speaking. Each of you can do speaking engagements. There's so many opportunities for that. You can so think of it like a recurring income and a profit center kind of generation from your book. And it's also a royalty income source, of course, that as people are buying the books, if you get them up on Amazon or Nook, then you're getting this royalty from them, as well as getting, when you sell it on your own website. So, and then when you're at Amazon, you can, they have an Amazon Author Central page, they call it. It allows you to have your own a website there and a blog. This is all for free, that you just, you've got a template, and you just fill it out there. And that way, you've got, you think of it as rather than generating your own traffic, you're standing in the way of the traffic that's already there. I mean, you've got more people. Think of all the people that are going to Amazon. It's just amazing. Every other commercial on TV now is for the Amazon Kindle, so people are thinking in terms of ebooks all the time. And so you can, once you have it up there, you've got, you're in front of all this traffic, and you want to put in keywords, the words that people are searching on for your website. And if you go to Google keyword search tool, you just put those words into Google's keyword search tool, then it will give you this great tool there that can show you. You can put in words that you think are relevant to your topic, and then see how many people are searching on those words. Yeah, and also there's another great tool called the Google Wonder Wheel, where if you put in, you go to Google, and then you put in search words for your topic, and then on the left-hand side, halfway down the left-hand side, there's something called Wonder Wheel there. You can click on Wonder Wheel, and it will bring up your search words that you just put in, and then it will bring up a list of all kinds of other words that people are around that topic that people are searching on. So, for instance, if you're searching on peak performance, or that you put that in, then it may bring up all kinds of other topics: peak performance running, peak performance soccer, peak performance baseball, problems in peak performance, and all kinds of other topics. And then as you look at that, you kind of can click on the ones that seem relevant to you, and all of a sudden you've got a table of contents for your book. It gives you ideas for, yeah, it's amazing for what you could put in there. It's called Wonder Wheel. It's on Google on the left-hand side there in the column. If you just put in search words first on the top, and then on the left column click on Wonder Wheel, it should come up with all sorts of topics. And then if you click on, let's say it says peak performance running, then you click on that one, then it will put that in the center, and it will come up with all sorts of other topics around the outside of that that are related to peak performance running. Maybe it might say, it'll get even further niched down into that topic. Peak performance running injuries and that kind of thing. It'll give you many more topics. So that those could be like the subtitles within your book. So it kind of does a lot of the work for you in terms of brainstorming topics for your niche. So that's great. Yeah. Yeah. Any other questions that come up along the way? Just let me know.
No, this is all great information.
Oh, good. Yeah. On the Wonder Wheel thing, if there's, you go to Google and If you don't see the Wonder Wheel on the left, there's something on the upper right that says instant. You want to turn off the thing that says instant, so that and then on the left you should be able to click on it and see this Wonder Wheel on the left, and it shows all the topics that people are searching on within your topic. So it's great. Another great thing too is that you can create videos, you know, just a short little video, and you can sell that on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So, and it doesn't have to be you, you know, all dressed up as a, you know, a talking head. There's talking head videos where you're actually videoing yourself. If you could do that, or you could do interviews, you interviewing other athletes, let's say. Or you could also do what's called a PowerPoint video. So you just set up your PowerPoint and narrate. There's a program called Camtasia. Or Cam Studio is the free version. I think that you can go to Cam Studio, and then so you set up your PowerPoint presentation, and then you just click record, and it records whatever's on the screen. And you can just have, now that you've got, plug in your microphone to your computer, and then you just talk away just as though you're speaking at a live seminar. And you're showing your PowerPoint, and you're narrating it. And you can have a bad hair day because no one sees you; they just see the PowerPoint right there. And it's amazing. It's just like having a camera right on your screen, and it's recording the screen. And you take people through what you're doing. So let's say you have an injury, or you want to show something like how to do self massage or something on a particular injury. You know, you could have a picture of that, how to do that, and then record that, show that picture on the PowerPoint. Or if there is something that's more difficult to show, you actually want to show yourself. I mean, like TJ with you, you know, massage is. You could teach a whole class, how to massage yourself, and that's something you might want to show on a video where you show your fingers actually pushing into the skin, and being able to do your massage that way. So. Yeah. Oh, I see that Andrew Collier's on the line, too. Are you?
Hey, Joanne. How are you doing?
Not good. Yeah. Did you just join us?
I did join a couple minutes ago.
Oh, good. Yeah, welcome. Yeah, we were just talking about e-books, and TJ's on the line here, too. TJ, this is Dr. Andrew Collier. He's one of our guest faculty.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. TJ's a massage therapist up in Oregon. And certified performing edge coach too, and a holistic practitioner. So she's working on combining the she's working on combining massage therapy in her practice with the performing edge coaching.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Since Andrew, you work with holistic practitioners all the time, and Dr. Andrew Collier is a chiropractor, and also working with business development for holistic practitioners, right?
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Great, yeah. So we were just talking about e-books and what you need. Did you have any questions that came to mind, Andrew?
No, I'm just so happy to get on the call. I'm working on rearranging my schedule so I can make sure I get on all these calls twice a month.
Great.
So, I just got off a call with a client, and I wanted to come jump over here and get on this call.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad you're here. Yeah, so we were talking about how to get your books on, how to write e-books, and then how to get them on your own website, and how to get them on Amazon Kindle and Barnes & Noble Nook. And so, yeah, and I was saying that, with this other, if you need to do small things like editing or, you know, other projects, if you want a cover, of course, for an e-book cover, you know, usually in the past we think, oh, geez, I've got to go to a graphic artist and pay lots of money to get an e-book done. But, if you have
this. Actually, you don't.
Yeah, if you go to Fiverr.com, you know about that website. Fiverr, Fiverr.com. So it's Fiverr.
F as in Frank?
Yeah, F as in Frank, F-I-V-E, and then two R's at the end. F-5, like the number five, but you spell it out.
Yeah.
Fiverr with two R's at the end, Fiverr.com. And it's you can outsource just about anything, and you get good quality work. And so you can have somebody
for
make it.
For $5?
For $5, I know.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, and it's people think, oh, that's ridiculous. How could you get anything done for $5? But everyone I know, all my mentors are recommending it, and you can get actually really good book covers made, you know, an e-book cover for your, but it doesn't have to be real fancy either. It could be just, you can actually just take a, take the cover, take the first page of your book, and just put the title, the subtitle, your name, and you want to make sure you have your website on the cover, actually on the front cover, so that people can see it right away, especially when it's on Amazon. And Barnes & Noble, yeah, and then you can put a, just grab a photo from an image. Let's say you want to have an image of a runner. You can just go, Google, and then in the upper left-hand corner, click on images, and then all the images come up, and you've got a photo of a runner. But let's say if you want it to be arranged nicely.
You know what? I'm going to recommend a guy who did some work for me a couple times. And his website is actually kind of, low tech. His website is not that impressive, but he has done really great work for me. And the guy's name is Ovi Dogar.
What a name!
I think he's in the Middle East, but or Egypt, I think. But his website is absolutecovers.com.
Absolutecovers.com?
Absolutecovers.com. And he's done some header graphics for me. He did a nice job. A lot of the examples you're going to see over at absolutecovers.com were for people who were trying to sell stuff like to make money, like either internet marketing or tax strategies or whatever. But he did some really nice stuff for me. I think if you tell him the genre that you work in and the look and feel that you're going for, he's done a good job for me a handful of times, and his prices were very reasonable.
Oh, great. Ovi Dogar or something? But just go to
his name is Ovi Dogar, but the website is absolutecovers.com.
Okay. That's easy to remember. Yeah.
That's just another, but even before I would try Ovi, I didn't know about Fiverr, so I would probably go back and try Fiverr for the first time. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. They have, I'm getting, emails. I got an email from them the other day. It says, someone will create a website for you for $5. That's hard to believe. Or we'll make sure it's SEO, search engine optimized. So there's a lot of people out there that just want to get their name known and just want to get experience that will do this for $5. And so you just get an account there, which is free. It only takes a second. And then you can go and contact. You can just put in search words for what you want in the upper right-hand corner. And
that is crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's highly recommended by all the mentors that I work with. And so you can get movies made, videos made. You can get voiceovers. You can get somebody to create a song, a theme song for your own website for $5.
No way.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
I know it's fun. They can do press releases, distribute your articles.
That's amazing.
Create a logo for you, if you want to get a logo made. So, so you put in the search words of what you want, and then it brings up all these different people. And then you can click on them and go to their website, and it'll show, examples of what they've done. Yeah, so, it's funny, and then you get really funny stuff on there, too. Someone said, well, we'll do a dance for you and with three eggs on my head for $5. We'll come to your birthday party, we'll dance for you. And
wow.
And so you can find the funniest things on there. It just makes you laugh. So, it's a great resource. So what you need, let's say, I want to talk a little bit about with Barnes & Noble, they have the thing called the Nook now, and it's even getting to be better, a little bit better than Amazon with Kindle, because you can actually preview your work better, more easily than you can with Amazon, so you know exactly what you're getting. So you need, for instance, a Barnes & Noble account, and they call it a Pubit, P-U-B-I-T. So you need an account, which is free, and then you need just MS Word, Microsoft Word. So you want to make a they take a .doc document, just like if you have a PC, it's just a regular Word document. And you want to save it in the older version, the .doc, rather than the current one is .docx, I think. And they prefer there's less problems if you save it as the older version, .doc, so everyone can read it. And then you need content, obviously, to publish. So, it could be a chapter in a book, like I was saying. It could be a blog post. It could be an article. It could be something you're working on, just a project you've started. How many projects do we have that are sitting in a drawer? So you take take something you've already started and then publish segments of it, little pieces as you go. It's almost like it can be really small pieces. Like TJ, you were asking about how long an ebook should be, and it can be just 5 to 10 pages kind of thing. It can be very small and doesn't have to. And then you can have the same the same front matter that goes in the front, your information about your websites and stuff, and the same matter in the back with each book. So all you have to do is really think of the content in the center, and then you could do if you're doing a series, like TJ, you're asking about a series of books, you could have one ebook cover for create one, and then like with this Fiverr.com, or like Andrew was saying, AbsoluteCovers.com, and then put the only thing you change on it is the book number one, book number two. Let's say the subtitle might be different. Keep the same overall ebook cover. So what you need, a Barnes & Noble account, and then MS Word, and then you need your content to publish, then you need to take a way to take a picture of your screen. So you can use that for your front cover if you like. So there's one called Snap-A-Shot. So it's Snap-A-Shot, and that's from NiceKit.com.
What's the website again?
My website is NiceKit.com.
How do you spell that?
So NiceKit.
NiceKit.com, okay.
Yeah, that's one place. And or you can use Cam Studio. My voice is going out here a little bit. And then you just the more niched you can make your book, the more you can sell it for. Andrew, have you done any ebooks before?
They're all a work in progress right now. Well, I'm working on it.
Okay.
Not done yet.
Okay, great.
But hopefully soon to be released. Stay tuned.
Yeah, great. So if you sell them for between $2.99 and $9.99, then Amazon will pay you 70% royalty. So it works great, yeah. excuse me. If you want your book to be a lead generator, just to collect emails, then you want to price it low. Excuse me, I've had a little bit of a cold. Andrew, do you have any, you want to make any comments? While my voice recovers here, anything that you've learned
okay.
These?
What I would say is a lot of people get stressed out about the ebook thing, and one of the things actually I'm going to zoom out for a minute before I get into the details of that, because I think this is a strategy that I think a lot of people miss, and I've seen people who just crank out an ebook just to get it out there, and that is one strategy. And then I've seen people who agonize and try to make it totally perfect, and it takes them forever, and then it never gets done. And that's another strategy, although it doesn't get very many results. There's another strategy, and the reason that my stuff is still not out yet is because there's something called a buyer persona that I think is a good idea to look at. And that is who are the people who want what you have to offer, and what is their kind of psychological profile, you know, and
right.
what type of people are they, and then the question becomes, how can you take the knowledge and expertise that you have and package it in a way that those people are going to want to buy it? Because you could have, like, the coolest thing in the world, but if it's not what your target market wants to buy, you're not going to have very many sales. And also, you have to look at your market. Is your market, is what you're offering going to be presented in a way that they're going to want to buy? So it's the content. Are they interested in buying? And then also the presentation. So that also has to do with the look and feel of the graphics. I mean, if you're in the internet marketing world and you're trying to sell to a bunch of people who want to make money as fast as possible, that's one angle, that's one audience. And if you're in a, you know, like if you're a massage therapist or you're a coach or you're a healthcare practitioner and you're trying to sell something, which is like your coaching services or your healthcare services, that's a different mindset, and it has a different way of marketing. Even though you're still going to use sound direct marketing principles and you're going to use, you know, things that work, there's a way of presenting the material to your audience that's going to be a little bit different than presenting it to people who just want to make money trading futures in the stock market or trading options or, you know, doing real estate.
Exactly.
So, you know, I think that, you know, whatever it is that you want to write about, I think that there's the inner muse and the inner artist and the inner aspect of you who wants to write. I think that that's important to write, regardless of, without thinking about any of that stuff. And a good place to do that a lot of times is on your blog, because blogging is where you can start to put out quality content on the internet, and it gets you in the habit of writing. And it's a way that you can express yourself in the world, and people will find you. And then you use social media to have the conversation with people, to hook up and meet people, like on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and whatever. And so then you have the conversation like you're at a party chatting, right? And then you bring them to your website, and that's where more of the real conversation or a sales or a development of trust with you takes place. So the people are going to buy from you long term because they start to have a relationship with you, or they feel like they can trust you. And then the ebook thing, like Joanne's talking about, is great because the ebook can give you credibility. You can say, well, I wrote the book on this subject. And it also can give people a way to start to develop a relationship with you and start to have some trust with you for a very low cost of entry. So that's why some people will give ebooks away, or they will sell them for $1 or $7, like she said, that $3 to $9 range, like $5, $7. I like sevens. Almost anybody will pay $7 for something if it looks like it's going to be halfway decent.
Right.
And that's another way to get, like Joanne said, then they're on your list and you can market to them forever. And the number one thing that you want to do is you want to be developing content in the marketplace, if it's free or paid ebooks. You want to develop content so that people can start to know, like, and trust you, so that they can develop a relationship with you, so they can do business with you. Because you want them to have you at the top of their mind when they have the problem that they need your service for. So that's kind of a long answer. I don't know if that was helpful or not. So what I would say on the ebook is there's the angle of writing it because you feel like you have something to write, that you have something to say, which I think is very valid. And then once you write it, then you can also look at, okay, well, who's going to buy this and how can I market to those people? Or you can always just write it to have something to sell, to bring your passive income and build your list, and then go start, have it available to buy on your blog, and then start blogging. And then go to your, because that's going to start to, and even if, and I'm talking like one blog post a week. I'm not talking about doing something that's, you know, not achievable. Anybody can find 1 hour a week to write a blog post, you know, and if you don't, and the thing is, if you don't think you have anything to write about, just think about anything that you would say to a client about something and sit down and start writing. It doesn't even have to be long. We're talking 250 to 500 words. It's not that much.
Yeah.
Then you make your ebook available on Amazon, and then with keywords, and then people will find it. Like, oh, people who bought this, and then you make it available on your blog. And then every time you do a blog post, you go to your Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn accounts. You're like, hey, check out my new, you know, here's some information about whatever. All you're doing is sharing information to position yourself as an expert in the marketplace.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not hard. It's just you just have to get it going. And it won't be exactly perfect in the beginning, and that's okay, because nobody's ever perfect in the beginning. I mean, I know, in fact, I have a couple coaches. I have three coaches. And one of my coaches right now, he's still changing. He changes stuff all the time. He's been blogging consistently for years, and he still told me the other day, he's like, he's going to change the way he's doing some things. So it's just going to be like your professional practice. It's just always going to be a work in progress. So I just say just start if you're not started already. And if you are, then just keep going.
Exactly. Yeah, that's very helpful.
Was that helpful? I don't know if that was helpful or not.
That's really helpful, yeah. Thank you. I feel like I'm getting this kind of double info call from both of you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
That's great. Yeah, exactly. Because I think that's really good to put things into perspective about the ebook you think of it like it's another way to present information. One another way for people to get to know you in a very easy way. So, yeah, that's fantastic. So our next call is going to be on June the 23rd. That Thursday morning at the same time at 10 a.m. And we can go more into ebooks then, more of the specifics about how to get it up on Amazon and Kindle, and also talk about other kinds of ways to get free publicity.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I'm going to be on my way to Coeur d'Alene for the Ironman, so.
Oh, on that day?
Try and call you in the car, but it depends if I'm driving or not.
Oh, for your husband's doing it, right?
Yep, he's doing it.
Fantastic. Hopefully you can do a visualization for him with the techniques we've been talking about in the course, huh?
Oh, yeah, we've done it. Yeah, and I made him a DVD or CD, and I told him he should listen to it twice a day, but he hasn't, so, you know.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I know, that was so exciting, TJ, in the course when... Yeah, you did your first visualization for him, Andrew. So just so you know, her husband's a marathoner and triathlete, and I know TJ, when you did that visualization of when he qualified for the Ironman, he actually tears came to his eyes right afterward.
Yeah.
It was so powerful.
Yeah, it was.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just that feeling of crossing the finish line and achieving that thing. I mean, that just shows you how powerful this technique is and how good you are at doing this right away. You're a natural.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
All right, well, thank you both for all the... I have 6 pages of notes here. I'm, like, raring to go and start writing the book.
Good, yeah.
That's
well,
awesome.
And let me know about your progress.
I got one more tip.
Yeah.
On writing that ebook. Okay, and this is... Here's one more tip, and this is if you're really raring to go and you're not exactly sure where to start, here's one. This is like a really dynamite way to do it. I haven't done it because I just haven't. It hasn't been a priority for me to do it like this. But one way that I know has worked for people is if you can block off the time and schedule the time on your calendar in your daily life, this process is cool. To book in 90 days. And so what people have done is they sit down and they write one blog post a day for 90 days. And then because WordPress is set up as a content management system, when you do your blog posts, you're going to have them organized into different categories. And by writing one blog post a day for 90 days, at the end of the 90 days, you just sit back and you just look at all your different categories that you wrote, and those basically become your sections of your book and your chapters of your book, and you will have enough material to put out a book. So if you don't know where to start, just start writing something every day. You know, take an hour, and do a blog post a day for 90 days. At the end of 90 days, you'll have enough content on your blog and just take all that and repurpose it and package it, and then that's your book.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Thank you, Andrew. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
you...
So that's
excellent. Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, and you can use Audacity, like we've talked about, to just talk your book rather than just writing it. You can just talk out your thoughts and record them there. And then you could have somebody on, if you have Dragon voice recognition software, software, then you're basically just talking your book, and it's as you're talking, it's going right, it's turning into words right on your page. So and then you don't worry about editing it. You can edit it later and just talk out your thoughts. And that way, we talk about four times faster than we write, so you're saving yourself four times as much time. And you can do your blog post in 15 minutes instead of an hour kind of thing. So, yeah, so that's great. It saves your arms from getting all those injuries, too.
Nice. Wow. Well, thank you both so much. I've got a client coming, so I'm going to hang up. But
okay.
Nice to meet you, Andrew.
Yeah. Thanks.
Great to meet you.
Thanks very much.
Your husband said good luck.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I will. And I'll speak to you guys in 2 weeks.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Joanne.
Okay,
thanks, Andrew. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Andrew, you still there?
Yep, but I got to run too because I have patients coming too.
Okay. That sounds good. All right, we'll talk soon, and thank you for being on the call. I really appreciate it. That was wonderful input.
No problem. And actually, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go upload the next stuff to send you.
Okay, I really appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
All right.
Okay.
Have a good day. Sure. Bye.
Okay, you too. Okay, bye.